2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good evening, 6 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're at 32 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A Senate committee has approved the bill to create a school voucher program in Utah. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been monitoring. She's bringing us the very latest. Amy?
Jeff, all that's left is for the Senate to now give this bill the thumbs up before it heads to the governor's desk. The Senate Education Committee just heard over an hour of public comments, both for and against.
I've been blessed to live in a home that can afford to help my educational needs be more curated to my lifestyle, and my hope is that with this bill, others can do the same.
Public money should not be used to support private education. Public education has standards that must be followed, audits that must be conducted, and accountability that helps us know if what we are doing really helps kids.
This bill gives teachers $6,000 pay increase and an $8,000 scholarship to parents who apply to take their kids to private school, or they could use it for homeschool curriculums. If it is passed in the Senate with a two-thirds majority, it would then be immune from any future citizen referendums to repeal it. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds gathered at the Capitol about an hour ago protesting against the voucher bill. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell is up at the Hill. Hugo?
Jeff, heaps of people showed up to protest this bill that Amy was just talking about. And it was really interesting chatting to a couple of the people, teachers and parents all showing up. They were conflicted because the $6,000 pay rise is obviously something that both parties and everyone wants. But the $8,000 of public money that's going in to private education was getting fiercely refuted, and even teachers were against the entire bill. Reporting live from Capitol Hill, I'm Hugo Ricard-Bell from KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Hugo. Video has surfaced online of a prominent lobbyist behind the push for this school choice bill saying that she wants to destroy public education. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Allison Sorensen is the executive director of the group promoting the voucher program. She was reportedly recorded at a public training for the Utah Fits All Scholarship, saying that she wants to, quote, destroy public education, and suggested that lawmakers did too.
They can't say that this is a recall of the public education system, but do you know what can? The 40,000-person wait list.
The school choice bill sponsor, Senator Kirk Cullimore, telling reporters that's not reflective of him or the legislature. Senator Mike McKell calling for Sorensen to step down.
Quite frankly, it was offensive. It was inappropriate. A person like that should not have a seat at the table.
KSL has not been able to reach Sorensen for comment. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Utah State Board of Education has voted to oppose this bill. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our team coverage.
House Bill 215 would create a fund where parents can apply for scholarships to send their kids to private school, or what many are calling a voucher program. It would also raise teachers' annual salaries by $6,000. 10 board members voted to oppose the bill as it's currently written, with members voicing concerns like tying teacher raises to a voucher bill, public funds going to private spaces, and the board having little to no input on the bill so far.
There has been zero consultation with the Utah State Board of Education.
That's board member Carol Lear, who voted to oppose. Board member Matt Hymas was one of the five who voted not to oppose the bill.
I do see this as an attempt to give back and to innovate and try new things.
At one point, the board considered a motion to remain neutral and discuss issues with the bill's sponsor, but that was shut down. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
In Arizona, they're already using something similar to the school scholarship program Utah's considering. Griselda Zatino from our sister station, KTAR in Phoenix, says the program really hasn't attracted many students from the public schools.
The vast majority of these new applicants, or about 75% of them, don't have a history of attending a public school, meaning that most of these are already attending a private school or were being homeschooled. So it's not like many of the new students now eligible are leaving their public schools and benefiting from this new expanded program.
The voucher program in Arizona has been used by about 30,000 students. Investigators are piecing together what led a man to open fire at a California dance club. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, 11 people have died. At least 9 others were hurt. Sheriff Robert Luna says investigators are still working on a possible motive.
Was the suspect known to the individuals at the dance studio? We're hearing that there were possible relationships there, but I'm not going to confirm that yet.
The suspect died from self-inflicted gunshot wounds in a van miles away from the crime scene. Members from the NAACP and the Anti-Defamation League joined Texas lawmakers to denounce a proposal to ban citizens, governments, and entities from countries including China, North Korea, Iran, and Russia from purchasing land anywhere in Texas. State Representative Gene Wu warning that if Texans don't take a stand against this bill now, others will be targeted.
Any group, any community, any nation could be next when we fall out of favor in the public because people use us as scapegoats.
GOP members claim that the bill is to help address national security concerns and to ensure that those governments don't hold any power within the state. The U.S. State Department announcing new sanctions against those connected to the Iranian regime committing violent crackdowns on peaceful protesters.
To promote accountability for the Iranian regime's human rights abuses by imposing sanctions on 10 additional Iranian individuals.
That is State Department spokesperson Ned Price. He says the U.K. and the European Union joined in this action. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.